Stark, this is a dictating on Stanley Pierce. Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Pierce, P-I-E-R-C, Pierce. Stanley Pierce. P as in Paul, P-I-E-R-C. Date of birth is 1-28-36. Date of visit is 6-9-25. Please make copy for Dimitri Dapach. Dimitri, D-I-M-I-T-R-Y. Dapach, D-R-A-P-A-C-H. Dimitri Dapach, D-O. D-O. Dimitri Dapach, D-O. Dear. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 89-year-old male who has past history for. Atrial fibrillation, on anticoagulation, history of prostate cancer on immunotherapy, and history of chronic pain. With spondylolisthesis. And it's your chronic interstitial lung disease with bronchiectasis. Has been experiencing cough with thick sputum production. The patient was sent for a CT chest on 4/22/25, which showed coarse reticular infiltrates in both lower lungs, more on the right, with mild atelectasis in the right lower lobe, and coronary arteriosclerosis. The patient denies hemoptysis, fever, sigils. He has had no recent weight loss and denies any chest pains. Next paragraph. Past history includes history for bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis, history of hypertension, and past history of coronary artery disease at CABG times 4. And a history of chronic bronchitis with bronchiectasis. The patient has had a lumbar laminectomy done, as well as a cholecystectomy and a thyroidectomy. He has hyperlipidemia and degenerative arthritis and had a left hip replaced. The next paragraph, ancestry. I'm sorry, next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient denies history of smoking and no alcohol use. My family history, father died of basal cell carcinoma, and he had Parkinson's disease. Our mother died of cancer. Father died of Parkinson's disease and complications, and mother died of basal cell carcinoma. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, there's no double vision, no glaucoma, no vertigo. He has vertigo, but no hoarseness or nosebleeds. Denies any chest or jaw pain. No calf muscle pains. He has joint stiffness. And he has no easy bruising. He has shortness of breath and coughing spells. And he has heartburn. And no diarrhea and constipation. He has no anxiety, no depression. No urinary frequency or flank pains. And he does have skin rash and itching. Next paragraph. Medalist included Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Levothyroxine 175 micrograms daily, Lysix 20 milligrams as needed, Crestor 40 milligrams daily, Entresto 97-103 milligrams 1 BID, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, and Sanctura 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, moderately obese white male. Alert, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no sinus. Mild clubbing. And peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 128/80. Pulse is 70, respirations 20. Temperature 97.6, weight is 250, saturation 97. HEND are nomophthalic. Pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next supple. No bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and fine crackles at lung bases with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds are regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with decreased pulses. Reflex on the 1+ with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, atrial fibrillation. Number 5 is coronary artery disease. And cardiomyopathy. Oh, can you please add in the system review, the patient has palpitations and irregular heartbeats. And also add in the in the system review, he has had apneic episodes and snoring. Okay, and in the physical exam, please mention in the heart. Heart sounds irregular. Okay, next paragraph. Plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC sed rate, sputum culture for AFB. He will his previous sputum apparently showed sputum apparently showed atypical mycobacterial disease, and the patient was advised to see the infectious disease services for MAI and for the treatment. He has been advised to submit the sputum for culture in AFB, and also was advised to have further evaluation with the bronchoscopy. A copy of his previous sleep study will be requested. And he was advised to use CPAP nightly. And follow-up visit be arranged here in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy four. Dr. Dimitri Drapach, D-I-M-I-T-R-Y. Drapach is D-R-A-P-A-C-H, D-O. Dimitri Drapach, D-O. Thank you, Dr. Souza.